morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Morning Devotions with Brother Mark. We trust that your week is going fantastic already as we come together and go through another morning devotion. I'll tell you, for the first time, I have prepared one devotion, and as I was writing that devotion, I came up with another thought, and so I'm going to share that devotion with you. You know, almost every Monday, I go to the Kentucky Mission Bible Training Center to teach Bible. And before I go any further, let me encourage you, if you know someone dealing with addiction, they can find help there. Mission Teens Incorporated is a great place. They have 5.5 hours of Bible study a day. Let me encourage you, if you know someone that's dealing with addiction, you can contact me or Kentucky Mission Bible Training Center. We'll see about trying to get you or your loved one there to see if they can get some help. Anyway, while I was teaching there this past Monday, I was talking to them about prayer. I was talking to them about one place where prayer helps you in your relationship with the Lord is that it helps you to build trust. When we pray to God and ask Him to work in our circumstances, we're expressing our reliance upon Him. We are really saying, I believe that you will do something about my circumstances. But the question came up from one of the students, one of the residents while I was there. But what about worry? Is worry sin? What do you think about that? Is worry sin? Someone asked the question and said, well, what about Matthew 6:34? Take no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. You know, that's true. We're not to think about tomorrow. It's really, that verse of scripture is in a response to Matthew 6:33, where Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And take no thought about tomorrow, because the morrow will take care of itself. So it's saying we shouldn't be concerned or worry about tomorrow. But what do you think? Well, here's where this is how I answered the question about worry and as if worry is sin. I told the person who asked the question to think of it this way. I asked them, what if you received the news that you have terminal cancer and you only have days to live? Could they possibly receive that news and not worry about it? To have no thoughts at all about what that news meant, about what the future held for me, what the future holds for my family. I mean, when you think about it, you have to think. You have to be concerned about that. There is no way for us not to think about those things. So is worry sin? And I think we have to answer that as, no, it's not sin. And you might say, well, wait a minute. I think worry is sin. Why is the answer no? Well, I just want you to think of it like this. We are all humans. And humans have feelings. God has made us with emotions. And it's not possible for us to receive difficult news and it not touch our feelings or our emotions somehow. Yep, just because we have feelings or emotions that about the circumstances we're facing, that doesn't mean we're sinning. You see, it's not that we receive difficult news, or it's not that we have an emotional reaction to that news. We're humans. We're going to feel. We're going to hurt. We're going to be concerned. So what is important is not that you feel, or not that you're concerned, or what someone might even call worry. It's not that you have worry, we'll say. But how do you respond to that? How do you respond to that worry? Does it cause you to fear? Do those circumstances cause you to push away God? Does your heart become hardened because of those circumstances? Or does that concern that you have in your heart, which some people might call worry, do they draw you to God? Does it drive you to your knees? Does it cause you to seek out the hand of God in your life? You see, things are difficult in life. And we are going to be concerned about those. But I pray that when you're facing those difficult times, it will draw you to God. That you'll not question His love for you. That you'll know even in the midst of those circumstances that He loves you. And even though you're facing these difficulties, that He is with you. I pray that you will find comfort and peace, not anger and hatred. I pray that your heart will be turned or be drawn to God and not pushed away from Him. So today, Lord, as I come to you in prayer, I know that some who are watching or listening might be dealing with difficult circumstances. Their hearts might be full of questions of why. Their strength and their faith may be weak. Lord, they may even be in the place where their hearts are overburdened with worry. Lord, I pray that you would increase their faith. I pray, God, that they would sense your love for them. Lord, help them to know that you are near and they are not forsaken. God, I pray that you would give them the answers maybe as to why. I pray, God, their heart would be softened. If Satan is attempting to harden their heart, I pray that you would put a hedge around them so Satan cannot touch them. I pray, God, that at this moment they would sense your love in a way that they never have before. God, for your glory, deliver them from doubt and fear. Thank you, Lord, today that we know that you are capable. Thank you for loving your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you have worry, I pray that you seek God and you're drawn closer to Him. Have a great day. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.